Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hey, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Yes, here we are. Tuesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show, where, of course, we handle a lot more than just love. So I hope others out there will not let the name, you know, deter them from coming on in and finding out what the future holds. So I want to let you all know I'm using only ordinary playing cards, no tarot, no oracle, except you. I don't even know if those are
those oracles. Don't call themselves that.
They don't.
Archangel Michael cards do. And maybe those other ones, too.
Oh, I'm going to sneeze.
Okay, well, just to let you know.
Yeah.
She's going to sneeze.
Well, I'm just preparing them because the walls are going to shake.
The whole world has been warned.
Also, nice surprise for all of you. I've ordered another deck, a different deck, that I think you all will enjoy.
Why?
Because I felt like it.
I don't mean what kind of deck?
It's a different deck.
Of what? Of those?
Of... No.
Oh, that's what I didn't know, because you're shuffling cards. You say, I order a different deck. That's why I didn't know what you're talking about.
So we have more options. And eventually, we're going to have deck.
Are these going to be in English?
Well, they are Japanese-oriented.
Oh, here we go again.
But.
Like a fortune cookie.
They are. I read several of them before I bought them.
You am good when you think well. That's what it's going to say, stuff like that.
Then help them along.
That's what I need.
You know, you think well when you are feeling good. Anyhow.
I didn't want to pay for broken English. We have two decks like that. One, no, actually one isn't bad. The other one is, wow. I'm going to break them out back to back next two shows. We haven't done them for a while. They're entertaining.
Yeah, because we should have the new ones by then.
Okay.
All right.
Well, what are they called? New cards, apparently. New cards. I hope you paid attention because those have names. Remember, you bought a duplicate once before. We had to send it back.
No, this is something different.
Okie dokie pokey.
New. And they have really awesome messages. So I think very down to earth, I think you'll like them. All right. So I was going to say, remember now, I will also be doing a 24-card layout for each caller. Which is more than just, you know, some just will count out a few. But I prefer the whole, you know, enchilada, you could say.
Taking your fentanyl dose?
No. I forgot to take these before the show. But I do want to recommend, and I'm not an affiliate, Sane MD. I'm trying to remember what the website was called. It's probably Sane MD. It's called The Cave, and it's got a couple of really homeopathic ingredients in it. And this stuff really helps with those that have chronic coughing, like I seem to. So just wanted to tell you that. So anyway, Jim, it's on you now.
Well, all right. Welcome, everybody. Want to remind everybody the show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also want to remind you folks out there in radio land and Facebook land, if you're international, let it be known and we will give you live international shout outs on there. Like, we got a Louise in Australia and a Laura in London. And I think that is it. I think that is all so far. Yes. Yes. And you got to make your presence known and stuff. And also a lot of times there's a lot of chatting and typing going on. You might have to remind me a couple times if you come in the middle of the show.
So
but we will work you in. You don't have to be at the beginning to get your shout out.
we want you to be honored because you're outside of the U.S. And a lot of you, it's very late at night. And for some of you, it's early in the morning.
Right, yeah. We give our Canadian folks a little love because they are international technically, but even though it's not, their time zones are the thing, pretty much. Unless you get, like, well, Nova Scotia, they get a little funky. So, number 555-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says, hey. Well, not, doesn't say hey like Fonzie. It's going to basically let you know you can listen to the show while you wait. It's a true statement. You can listen to the show while you wait. And if you hear nothing, that means problem city. Hang up, call again. I did test it. Everything was cool.
Hello, Rachel.
So we're walking and rolling. We have another Aussie here, Rachel, also from Australia. Two folks on the other side of the world. Yes, technology is a wonderful thing. Facebookers, we'll see what we can do.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
You just don't know. You know, summertime is, it's all over the place as far as sometimes we're loaded, sometimes
it's
the crickets,
like,
are chirping. You just don't know.
It's like the weeks before Christmas. Everybody's out either. They're celebrating, you know, with drinks. They're shopping.
You just don't know.
They're at wintertime sporting
events. They're out in the boot. Yes, indeed. So we'll try to work it. And, you know, we'll can't give you time frames, but we'll let you know. And when you get told, we're going to take the first audio or video messenger call to Deborah Lee. All right. That's going to take priority. Somebody wants to do the type. We'll do that if there's no other choice. But those are really slow and not a good experience for anybody. If you're on Facebook, you got a fire up messenger. You got it. You have it. Maybe you don't like it, but you got it. All right? Nice. Let's see. Also, yes, always, as always, for every show, we have something going on. We have the harps for every show except one Friday. And that's because we do angel cards on every show except Friday. And tonight, we're going to do our good old school, the angel cards with no name. But what we like about them is every message is from an archangel. So that's kind of cool. All, you know, it's a bunch of them. There's different ones, and they have different things. You know, it is. Archangels have their different areas of expertise or what they're known for. So the message can kind of be geared toward that. So it's cool. It's cool. These are the original. We had these just all by themselves for many moons until we started getting others. So.
Yes.
So that's the name of that tune. We did Michael last night on our Monday News for the Soul Show. We do Michael probably again another time, work them in too, also, because Michael's good cards.
Yeah.
But when you hear the harps, your reading is over. It's done. I mainly stress this for the new folks, because they don't know the protocols. You're new, you know. You hear the harp, you probably think, oh, wow, it's getting close to ending. No, it is over. It's a free reading. It's going to end. Hey, we just got to move on to the next poke. But before we do, you will get the said angel card I just described, one single card. We're not going to do a layout. I wouldn't even know what to do with that. We're going to give you one single angel card with a message randomly drawn for you. In fact, I really don't start shuffling them around until she starts giving you your reading. That's when I start shuffling them around, just so I know it's mainly for you. But not for me. These cards ain't for me. So. ain't for me. It's just the readers. All right. I think, therefore, we shall go to the caller, or do you have anything you would like to toss out there?
Well, hello, Miss Jeanette.
Oh, thank you. Jeanette from Canada, international shout out. I think that's it so far. I've gotten everybody else.
Hope you like my ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those that she gave me.
Oh, yeah, you got a bunch of them.
Yeah, I love them.
She loves them a long time.
I do.
Mm-hmm. So no soapbox?
So if there's any presents, you know where to send them.
No soapbox.
No soapbox. Yes, I do have something I'd like to say.
Okay.
I read something amazing today. In Japan, there is actually, I read it. Or I may have seen it, like in a little video. Neither here nor there. In Japan, they have a restaurant that I believe is called the Restaurant of Wrong Orders. If any of you have ever heard of this, it's a restaurant owner decided to go to various, like, assisted living places in Japan, and he took out people that were having memory problems to come and work in this restaurant. So when you go there, you make an order, but it might not be what you get back. And everybody finds it hilarious.
It's better not be allergic to anything if you go to that place.
Well, I'm sure, yeah. And if you can't accept it.
What?
If you can't accept the whatever they bring you, because they try their best to remember.
Well, the punchline, if you can't, what?
They'll take it back, I'm sure.
That's food they'd be throwing away. If, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if they would do that, because that restaurant owner would go out of business because they're going to screw up a lot of orders. And a lot of people probably are okay, but there might be a few things. Maybe he's got a generic menu, so you can't really dislike anything. I'm not bringing you some live squirming eel. It is Japan, though. That is a weird-ass country.
Have you seen some of their delicacies?
You know, they had vending machines where you could buy, like, schoolgirl panties. They were never been worn.
Oh.
But still, a vending machine, look at that's creepy void over there.
Yeah, but look in Dubai. You can go to a vending machine and buy a brick of gold.
Well, I think there's nothing sinister, pedophiliac about it as there is just gold. Which is odd to buy a schoolgirl pen. That's all I'm saying.
And I'll tell you, when my husband was alive, he would often go to like Thailand, and you know, he was stationed on the west side of our country, and he would eat that balut.
I thought the only time he did it was during the Chiefs thing.
No,
he said he didn't like it. It made him want to puke.
Yeah, but they did it also in a restaurant as a bet.
Oh, well, that's...
And that, you guys know what that is?
That's dumb.
It's got that deformed...
It would, instead of your typical egg, which is unfertilized, that would be a fertilized egg that has an embryo and some level of development.
Yes, like little legs and...
Here we go.
What? Oh, good. Precious reader, you got to go bye-bye.
Precious asswipe.
Yeah. Yes, Rachel, I do. He was a prankster in real life, and we found him pulling pranks.
Not hardly at all anymore, like at first. At first, my
son, the
rampant,
the youngest one, he gets it from him too. He feels that my husband Daryl appears to him as a ladybug, and so he cannot. He just has to. Put them aside.
You never should really kill them.
No, they're
they
not.
Do. They do the nature a lot of good.
Yeah.
Yes, they do a lot of good. Not just because they look pretty. They do a lot of good out there.
So. Yeah, I do feel them around, and sometimes I see him like in the periphery of my vision. And when I look, it's like, well, he slips away.
International shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Welcome to all. Yeah, we're glad to have you.
Welcome in.
So yeah, if any of you have passed away loved ones, you probably get a sense of them too. I do have a wonderful, what's it called, that I would share with all of you. It's how to bring your loved one back in spirit to see them. I've told you about it before, where the operator on the other side, some woman said to me, well, you can't see him right now because he's in spiritual orientation. And I suppose a lot of these images when you're trying to channel somebody is based on what we ourselves know. Because why the hell would they have a switchboard?
Well, ever see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster?
Sure.
Remember, she had an alien encounter and they kind of were just doing something that they were familiar with. The humans are familiar with.
So I said, well, when will he be done to the spirit? And she said, well, there's no time here, so I can't tell you. Basically, try back again later. So I kept trying and trying, and I will share all of this with you when we get the class going. You know, that phantom class I keep talking about, we will be doing it. I promise you.
Friday
is
Oppenheimer.
Yeah, it's Jim's birthday on Friday.
3-hour movie, but it's going to be great. So
yeah, my husband comes to me when I sleep, too.
Right.
And anyway, I wanted to tell them, you know how I knew he was okay? He had a horrible end of life. I mean, this man clung to staying alive like you wouldn't believe. Jim remembers he was his caregiver, too. They practically had to pry his hands off of the world, for him to go. Anyway, one time I was doing the routine of where how you get into the spiritual realm. And everything was blue, like the sky. It was kind of like a stage, all blue. And then way off on the left side in the distance, I saw like this big little person, and it was running. It was running and running. And it would get, of course, bigger and bigger as it got close by. And soon when it was in front of me, this individual dropped to his knees and slid right in front of me on his knees. He was wearing jeans, a t-shirt, and a backwards ball cap. That was my husband, Daryl. And there he was in front of me. It was like he went, ta-da! And I thought, oh, my God, he's okay. He's happy, you know, and it just so touched me. It really did. Yeah. And I'll teach you guys that stuff. Yeah. Okay, shall we? That's my soapbox moment for today.
True that. All right, let's get the show on the road. We're going to, I clicked it, but it laughed at me. I'll click. Look at that.
Why is it doing that?
No, it's just 775. Welcome, Miss Wendy.
Hello there.
Hello, my friends.
So what's happening?
Let's know.
Well, I have news. Remember when I talked about those two places that I was interested in?
Mm-hmm.
It was revealed to me very clearly which place to go with. I met with a wonderful lady. She's a Christian. Her name is Tammy. And, oh, my God, we had a great rapport. And hopefully my services will start on Thursday for the rest of my life.
Wow.
So my question will be, will it work out and to be with this company? Part of their business name is Apex, and so will this business relationship last for the rest of my life, or until my attorneys do a buyout from my insurance company?
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Sounds like a Wiener Schnitzel. Good time there. I'm bouncing around between Facebook, and sometimes multitasking can be difficult, but enjoyable. So, all right. Well, this is a good question. Just making sure I got everybody here. I think I just wait a second. Did somebody sneak in? Nope. All right. We only had one. I'm knocking wood, it's an early show, but one poach person, scammer, poacher, jackwad so far. So remember, wasn't it like, maybe it was like a year and a half or 2 years ago, we used to get like 15 of them. Maybe we've banned them enough where they've stopped replicating new, because when you go to, if you ban them enough,
yeah,
it's like they can't get in anymore, even on replicated pages, unless they go from scratch. Excuse me. You know, this is like the lowest carbonation drink on this planet. There might even be zero carbon.
What is it?
It's that energy, that Monster Zero Sugar. But when I have a few gulps, all of a sudden, I want to burp like I just chugged 15 beers. It's like, what the heck is the low? This is 1,000 times more carbonated than that.
You know what it is, Jim? You're getting older, and older people take in more air, and they end up,
you're right. And plus, I'm talking a lot and drinking at the same time, so I probably am going down a lot of air.
Okay,
all right, back to Wendy's
see.
Reading. Okay.
I feel bad to talk about this one. I do. I'm sorry. I want them all to be, you know, rainbows and unicorns.
But everybody wants truth.
I know.
In the perfect world, you win the lottery and you get a great reading that works as truthful. So,
all right. I feel, Wendy, you will likely do this until you get your buyout. Okay.
Well, that's good news.
Well, it is.
Stand by.
Yeah. For what?
Because you're not done talking.
Yet. Well, I was going to say the people that they send out to you, It looks like they're going to switch off a lot. You know, like one will come for a month and then she's going to have another job. Or, yeah, I don't know, the turnover.
Probably in that business, Maybe there's a lot of turnover.
There probably is.
Especially in the area. A lot of it depends on the area the market's into. I mean, there's a lot of factors. So
that's where I felt would be a downside for you.
So you're seeing a lot of turnover.
Yes.
Which means she might really love somebody and then they can't come anymore because they got another job.
Yeah, so it's important. I guess to remember.
Prepare yourself for that.
Yeah, that they have to live a life too.
Yeah, I mean, these people have their own dreams and their own aspirations and things they want to do.
They said it's their goal to get me settled in with maybe two caregivers or maybe three. So there'll be some test driving. But I think you're telling me that I am going to be able to successfully stick with this company. They'll keep me until either I die or I do a buyout with my attorneys for the insurance company.
Yes, very well put.
That's what she sees. You're correct. You have interpreted what she said correctly.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, because I'm not sure I'm going to do a buyout. That's not for everybody. But my attorneys are talking to me about it. They want to at least try. And I was very honest with them, and I said, well, as long as you don't get mad at me for doing all that work and if I don't agree to it. And they were really friendly. I said, don't worry about it. So it would have to be a lot of money for me to do a buyout, and that would mean over $1 million at least after attorney fees.
Wow, that'd be pretty nice nest egg, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, but I don't know whether or not they're going to get that. After the trauma I've been through, I need comforting, and I felt so blessed, and we had such a wonderful rapport, and I do have a good feeling, and I am very intuitive, so I feel like this is a godsend.
Okay, I'm so happy for you.
Good then. So that is what she wanted to hear, and she understands that it's probably not going to be one person because they already kind of said two or three. So that's kind of cool.
Yes.
The company's never going to dump me, I hope, correct?
I don't see that happening, no. No, I think they seem a lot more professional than what you've tried to deal with so far.
Okay. Well, I've talked positively with everybody. I've said, well, I hope that this business relationship continues very happily for the rest of my life. So I'm throwing those seeds out there. And maybe this is where I was meant to be. I hope so.
Yes, I think so, too. So, Jim, what do you got
I'll tell you what I got here. I got an angel card.
All right.
Subject is that.
Clairsentience.
I've never seen that word before, so I must not have pulled this card very much. From Archangel Raguel. Notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. Notice your reoccurring. No, not reoccurring. I'm a dumbass. Recurring, same thing maybe, but I just said a word that doesn't exist. Recurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance.
I like it.
Physical and emotional. So maybe it's probably about this. She's feeling good about this company. She's feeling good about the buyout thing. So sounds like divine guidance is on your side, Miss Wendy.
I'm quite thrilled. So, Deborah, this was a good, happy reading then, right?
It was. She was worried that you were that you might have been hooked on this one person that was going to be your caregiver.
Okay.
She was kind of concerned because Deb was seeing that it might rotate the crops a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So, but you kind of knew that.
It might take a month or two for the dust to settle.
That's actually a very good philosophy in a lot of things in life. It could anytime you have a big change, it could take a while for the dust to settle. And some of us don't like to wait for that dust to settle. But it's like she has an open mind and she knows that, so that's cool.
Right, I agree.
So that's good, Wendy. You have a good positive attitude, and we like that.
Yes. Well, good luck to you, my dear.
Yes. Nothing but the best of luck to you, always.
Well, thank you. I always look forward to speaking to you both, and God bless.
Thank you. Same to you.
And we've noticed that things have been going in your direction finally a little bit slowly but surely, and we like that.
Yes, and hopefully this care agency will stick with me
until
I die or I get a buyout from the insurance company. So thank you both very much.
Well, let's go with the latter of those two choices.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you later again, Wendy.
Okay, thank you both, Jimbo and Deborah.
Thank you.
Y'all come back now, you hear? All right. How was this? Go ahead, Deb.
I've got to say to our Facebookers who are here all the time, I feel a little off these days. And I think something is bothering me. And I lay out my cards. I try to pinpoint what it is. And it seems to, elude me. I don't know. I just can't quite figure it out, but I know it'll pass. These are things that happen, and you'll notice sometimes that your readings will fluctuate a little bit, where you almost feel like, do I even know how to do this anymore? And you'll see. It comes back, but right now, yes, I'm troubled mentally over what I'm not quite sure. But here's the upshot.
Here comes the butts.
I finally have dealt with that enormous, and we're talking enormous, mountain of crap and clutter that was my laundry room. People would go down, there's a few steps down to it, and they'd go, and just whip stuff onto the top of it. And I have slayed the beast.
Okay. You know what, though? To me, it's like, I reorganized my junkyard, and it's so much better now. But you know what? It's like it was a laundry room. How good does it need to be? You don't go down. But, hey, I would like, after we have our dinner tonight, we shall adjourn to the laundry room, and we shall discuss politics. You know, the laundry room is limited human things go down there.
Well, you know what? The thing is,
I'll go down to wash dirty underwear.
I know what I know a lot of it is that I've been dealing with sentimental down there. My late husband, that was his clutter room, and let me tell you, if I touched one thing in that, you know, mess, he knew it. You know, I try to kind of siphon things out, and then I would either thrift store them or they would go bye-bye. He knew. Hey, where did my this and that and the other go? I don't know. I haven't seen it. And he'd come out of that room and say, you know where they are. So I could never throw anything away. I had to keep it, hoping he'd forget about it. So I'm thinking maybe it's a lot of that to handling, you know, my sons are all moved out on their lives, found a lot of their stuff, and Christmas stuff we don't even put up anymore, because kind of what's the point? So anyway, there's where I think it is. Thank you. You all are wonderful. As everybody else calls up to us to vent, maybe I needed to a little bit too. And Jim doesn't understand. That laundry room is going to be neat as a pin.
That's great. So when I go down there to throw my dirty freaking underwear in the laundry bin, it'll be a neat place to do so. And then I will immediately leave it. I'm not going to hang out there, chill out, you know, sit down there and chat with my friends on the phone. I'm going to go to my favorite place. It'll be the laundry room, of course.
Well, you have that brand new sorting thing that I got you.
The laundry bin.
Yeah, very lovely bamboo.
I like it. I mean, it's cool. I like it.
So you want to put your dirty underwear on there, they probably walk.
Actually, eventually, once things straighten out, that's going to be in my bedroom eventually.
You know what, Catherine and I used to, too. But Daryl loves Christmas just too much. It's a sad time. It's only going on 5 years. What? What's wrong with you? I'm answering her.
Yeah, you're not being 100%. You're being Debbie truthful.
What do you mean?
You weren't out there with him putting the Christmas decorations up.
I think it's terrible that you're betraying his...
He hated it as much as all of us guys out there hated it. We would like to just throw, like, three lights out there and go drink beer and watch some football. Jesus effing Christ. We did. He did. He did not like it.
Well, maybe he was just bonding with you guys.
No, he was doing it for you.
Now you're making me cry. No, you're not.
I told you a million times that. As a matter of fact, he would bitch at you. You just,
we'll
it's
tell
just,
you, though.
It's okay because it's like the absence. You should only remember the good things. You shouldn't remember the bad things about somebody who's passed. You should not. That's all.
Well, you should. You
but I don't think it's a bad thing.
You guys should have never told me that.
I don't think it's a bad thing. It's a human thing. He's a freaking human. He's a guy. Deb, he's a guy. That's what a guy. A guy would be like, come on.
The other thing is I have a great big box filled with his Christmas village that he put together over the years, long before he met me, little people, the cars, everything's like ceramic, skating rink, you know. And I had to put it away because when my sons were little, they would get up in the morning and sit across from it because I would arrange it like all on the wall. And they would throw, what are those Hot Wheel cars, up there as a game to see how many cars or people or trees they could knock over. Yeah. So, anyway, there you go. Back to the drawing board here with readings.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, let's get down there. We're going down there because we're going to area code 229 in Georgia. 229, welcome to the show.
Hello, Georgia.
Georgia.
For the other
Hello,
one.
Hello, this is Melvin.
Melvin, it's been many, many moons, many moons.
How are you doing there,
yes, sir, catch us up today. What's up and what would you like to have a reading on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have a big Billy there, but I don't want to talk about that. But I just want to know, do you all see any good things to see the come out of it? I've been going through a lot of stuff. I mean, like relationships, finances, friends.
He wants a general look ahead, and do you see any, what do you see good coming soon?
We can do that.
Yeah, and you know all the areas that are important, like you said, finances, relationships, health, whatever you see, anything good that he wants to see, what the flag is on the good.
Yes, sir.
That's a good. I like that. And to the new folks out there, Melvin has called many a time. So when he needs a general reading, we already know. We've had a lot of readings. We know a lot about stuff going on. If you're a brand new caller, you shouldn't really ask for a general reading. Because we don't know anything about your life and your past or anything. Melvin is a long time caller. It's been a while since he's called, but it's good to hear that he has called. And we're glad that you're here with us tonight. All right. What do you got, Dave? The cards aren't down. Here they come.
Well, personally,
stand by, Melvin.
My perception is, Melvin, that you are facing a 3-year shift.
Mm.
It's a shift that's going to elevate you out of the dark, despondent place that you feel you are in, that I see here. Life is going to get better. You're going to definitely have more social contacts. Maybe it's going to come through you joining a group. Or an activity, doing something, because I see, you know, other men, there's women around, and generally just having a really good time. Do you still have somebody coming in for housekeeping?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Not yet? Well, there's somebody on the way to you, and she is going to really be a bright spot for you. In your day when she comes. Very nice woman. And make sure you get enough, like say outside in the sunshine time, even though you're not feeling well. I'm getting the sense that your B12 is very low.
And even though it's probably 4,000 degrees down there in Georgia, since everybody's hot this time of year, I bet it's very hot there.
Well, you can always take a supplement, but I like to recommend the natural you know, stuff.
Or sometimes if you have a really nice place, in, even if it's an apartment, sometimes you might have a good window at the right moment where the sun comes in for a little while and you can sit there and just relax. And you get the warmth of the sun, but you get the air conditioning so you don't die from from the 130 degrees it is.
Also, vitamin D is really where that would take you. And I'm wondering, though, can the benefits of the sun get through glass?
Yeah, I don't think that it's just standard glass doesn't filter anything.
Right?
It's just glass. I mean, it clear standard glass, if it doesn't have any kind of polarization or any other weird stuff going on, it shouldn't do any kind of filtering. They even say that with a baby.
Yeah.
That's got jaundice. You can just lay it in your house on a carpet and by a window. They said that.
Where'd you get that?
They've said that for years.
I didn't know that.
Come on, Deb. They don't say put your kid outside where it's 500 degrees to get sun so it dies.
Well, and take care of your diet, Melvin. You know, you might be like the rest of us where you like all the bad stuff, but God put in, you know.
Sucks. It sucks when you get later. You know what? It was fun when we were young and we could just let it fly, but now we got to balance
shit. We do.
It sucks.
And we got to eat beets.
I ain't no damn beets. I'll tell you, I ain't no damn beets. I am not Dwight Schrute.
I love beets.
So I take a beet. I take a super beet.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you take. It's a supplement, right?
Yeah, I've seen it on TV.
I have seen it on the shelf, and I thought.
Take vitamin B12 and vitamin D.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, the B ones are good. Yeah. All of them, you know, the complex. But
just make sure you're getting enough.
Yep. You know what? If you take too many, it just makes you get expensive pee. That's all. If you take too many, your body will just get rid of it. It usually doesn't hurt to take too many vitamins.
Unless it's vitamin A, that can cause problems.
I don't even know. I've never even seen a vitamin A supplement.
Some people have had some real trouble by overdoing vitamin A. So.
I don't take vitamin A.
Well, I just want you to know that things are going to steadily, but at a slow pace, are definitely going to shift for you. And better things are coming. How is your brother doing?
Oh, that's great.
He actually finally got out of the bed, and he's in the wheelchair. They had to give him an injection in his knee, and he's still in the nursing home. So he's up and, talking, and then the doctors, you know, do what they got to do for him.
So he's actually being a little more receptive to getting care?
And cooperating.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it because of falling? Is that what did it when he fell out of bed, or was there any one event, or did he just somehow see the light finally?
They found out that he had rheumatoid arthritis in his knee.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real bad.
Okay.
And,
well, whatever it was, it's good that he finally is getting with the program. Don't you agree?
Yeah, he's having epiphany.
Yeah, I told my sister and them that they didn't know anything, but I told them, I said, look, first you gotta get him a mental health doctor to talk with him. And he got to get stuff for anxiety.
Right. Right.
And once they gave him stuff for anxiety, and he had a urinary tract infection. Once they did that, it gave him something for his body to calm him down. It did. He came through the system.
Back. Look at that. You did good getting them on board with that.
You sure did.
So once you took care of that's the thing, the mental health. Once you took care of the anxiety, mental health thing, everything else fell into place. Wasn't that great?
Get him a really pretty.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Psychiatrist.
That's really good news to hear.
Get a good looking one.
That's really good news, Melvin, because it wasn't looking good for a while there. So that's really good news, Melvin.
Yes, sir.
Well, my friend, you know where to find us, but we're getting ready to move on. But I have an angel card for you, and it is called. Its subject is Crystal Clear Intentions. It's from the man, Archangel Michael. And he says, this is to you, Michael says, be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering. Wait.
Have another drink.
No, it's because of the F and the W. I'm doing Elmer Fudd. Focus upon it with unwavering faith. So whatever you do.
Know what that means.
What it means is you have a desire, Archangel Michael is on your side, and you have, if you have a desire, you have to believe in it that the archangels are with you, and you have to focus on it and have faith that they are there to make that come true.
I got you. Yes, sir.
So if it's whichever health, whatever you're focusing on the most, keep doing it, but have the faith that the archangel, especially Michael, is there with you to help that come true.
I agree. 100%.
Faith is the hardest thing to have, you know. It's the one thing, one syllable word. That's a heck of a word, faith.
That really is.
All right, well, thank you so much, Melvin. We know you.
Hear from you.
Yeah, it's good to hear. We know you held a long time. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Yeah, the best for you, and please call back when you can, and we wish the best for you and your family.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, Dad.
Yeah, he's sounding a little rough.
He's all rough. He said he's been through some health stuff, but he didn't want to focus on it because he's kind of a warrior.
Yeah.
You know? And now we're going to go to area code 520.
Hey.
Oh, Lisa.
Oh, do you love Benny's? Hello.
Hi, hon.
How are you?
We saw that you dropped a couple times yesterday.
Oh, what? I'm trying to remember what happened yesterday. It seems like every day is so eventful.
They dropped everybody. So, yeah.
You were on the whatchamacallit show.
Yeah.
News for the Soul. They had problems where they dropped people a couple times. You were one of them.
Oh, God. Well,
you don't remember this?
I called the wrong time. I called later, too late.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
I think that's what happened.
That there. Maybe you were juggling oxy doses or something. I don't know, but go ahead.
It must be
there's nothing wrong with that. Doctors give you these to help
your
pain management with your mental health and it's ultimately good. All right. Hi, Lisa. Hit Deb. Hit her up.
Okay. Deb.
Yeah.
Deb. What's your card?
Deb.
Standing
Deb,
by.
Deb.
She's
not here.
We had a great evening, very family, and we had earlier today we had a great day this afternoon, and then we went to a place where I had to open up a door for someone. It's a project I'm working on, and this woman and I have worked with each other for a very long time, and she is absolutely, I mean, she has these clear, startling blue eyes. She's a nice lady. We get along work-wise, and I don't anticipate us ever interfacing at all. My neighbor was with me because he was helping me, and I'm just wondering what the cards pick up.
Okay, well...
Oh, I screwed up. I apologize.
What are you searching for about her?
Yeah, I'm totally missed half of that. I was doing
You know, he and I were on this huge wavelength of lovey-dovey, stuffy-wubby, and then I went to open the door for the woman because it was part of the work project, and she greeted me, and I greeted her. We're business, you know, we know each other in business. And I'm just wondering... Did it change the energy between me and the neighbor?
Okay, what is the subtext here? Are you worried he's attracted to her?
Right.
Okay. May as well get to the heart of it, right? Okay. And she
that anything's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. It won't.
Okay.
It just won't because there's not possible. But I was just thinking, I don't know, it could be just me, you know. It might be that I'm in a weird headspace, that's all.
Yeah, it could be in a funk. They call it a funk sometimes.
We were flying. We were getting along. We were high-flying. We were Walmart, our Hallmark Valentine cards, and heavy duty, high energy, you know, I mean, the love energy. So we're supposed to have dinner together.
I love how you said that. That was hilarious.
Oh, well,
we got a card down. It didn't go to the floor, though. It did not go to the floor.
No, but it skidded.
So do you have a skid mark card? Do you have a special designation for the card with a skid mark?
Yes, it indicates you should get your laundry done.
Yes, it indicates that perhaps you should watch your diet and lay off some the fiber and the beans to be back under
there. The house marks abound. Hash marks abound.
He who smelt it dealt it.
Oh, I hate that expression.
That's like grade school.
Yeah, and there was that other one. Better to burp.
No, that wasn't a grade school one.
How did that one go?
Why fart and waste it when you can burp and taste it? That's more of a younger adult.
Okie dokie.
Here's old school stuff. Old school stuff.
There is no attraction there. I just want you to know that. None.
Really?
Zero. Nada.
Yeah. Nada. Ooh, that's a lot
so
of
it's my. It's my. It's my silly. My silly. I'm so silly. I'm so silly.
So, you said, excuse me, nothing was going to happen there. Well, he isn't interested anyway.
It could possibly happen. It cannot. No, they would never intersect. They would never. I don't know. You know, oh, well, it's me. Oh, man, how awful. I need to slap my hand. Slap. You're the slap. Slap.
Oh, yeah.
You've got an awful lot of people in your cards, which means it can indicate either an accelerated social life, which is always good, or building or expanding, we'll say, your network, work, that kind of thing.
Network as far as finance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I want it. I want it. Yeah, both.
She loves it. She loves it. She wants more of it.
That's Army cadence.
Is it? Only Army people are retarded.
Yeah, right. We used to say, give me more, drill sergeant, give me more.
Because Army was cannon fodder. Army was cannon fodder. All right, guys, I'll get in the line. You get in the line and you march. And you hold your line. Doesn't matter if you're the front next got his head blown off. You keep marching in that line.
Old sergeant, come and drill me. Yeah.
Hold the line. Remember that, Toto? Hold the line.
I love that song.
It is a good tune. Toto has some rocking hits.
Always on time. For you, yes.
Yes.
We're doing okay then?
Yeah,
I thought we were a couple of love bunnies today, earlier.
Oh, love bunnies.
Well, time out now. If you were love bunnies, we know what bunnies do together.
They
bang like there's no tomorrow, and they try to make 1,000, and not try, they make 1,000 little bunnies.
And nobody's talking.
So apparently, there ain't no banging going on here. That's all I'm saying.
I've got to bring you up short on something here.
Jim. Okay, bring me up short?
There are a lot of elderly people that find each other at, you know, it could be at a old person's dance or what.
Lisa and the neighbor are not elderly.
I know, but I wanted to make a point that not everything is about popping in the sack. Most of these older guys can't even get it up without a pill.
Isn't?
And
doesn't everybody say that he's assisted living in these old folks' home, that everybody's banging everybody, these wrinkle meats?
Well, you know, some. What about meats?
They're like wrinkle meats, like raisins. They're all wrinkly, but they're still banging away like bunnies.
Some, but it depends what kind of medication they're on. Are these
people
going
if they're
going to
have a heart attack.
Treatment.
But I'm just saying. But if they're
stroke survivors who don't even know what to do
Of course,
yeah.
Deb. Their physician had to clear them to go out and be whores. I got it, all right? Yeah, hey, doctor, I'm 75 years old. Do I have a cream bill of health to bang all the chicks on the fifth floor of my assisted living? Yes, Yes, James, you have that permission. Bang away. And they shall do so. Because you know what? Nobody's getting pregnant. Hey, nobody getting pregnant.
Lisa, well, remember, women that haven't done it for a long time, atrophy in that space. And they often will need a set of graduated dilators to get them back in motion.
You chick typically have a dresser drawer dedicated to frickin' dildos and bunny rabbits and weird little
things. Jim and I are on the same wavelength. I mean, there's a whole bunch of
Dr. Ruth tools. Come on, Deb.
You show them to my mother and she'd go pray for you.
Here we go.
But she is a love bunny too. She just can't. She's like, what is the old saying? Hot to trot, but no place to race. That's my poor mother.
Not anymore.
86 next week.
Yep.
Yeah, but she stands in front of me and does the motion of the ocean. And I'm like, Mother.
I've never seen that.
You weren't there.
When was that?
My sister and I were there sitting on her bed. And she stood in front of us and she was doing this. Well, I'm kind of trying to do it now. But, I mean, you know what? Yeah.
Well, take your word for it, because if I would have saw that, I might have needed therapy.
Lisa, your cards look terrific. They really do.
Yeah.
You guys are on a real nice stretch right now. All sorts of sweet nothings to whisper in each other's ears. And you might be getting close to asking him, why can't we consummate our relationship?
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
Why not wait another eternity?
Deb, you know what? Yeah. He's got to step up because, Deb, I've done everything. I told you the other night, and I said to him, I already told you, I'm not going to repeat it.
I said it in broad daylight.
So it wasn't undercover of dark, and I gave him graphic details, and I told him, and then he, we got interrupted by something, I forget, and then we're still,
might be like Terminator, he's not a real person.
He is too.
I don't think so.
I just worry that he's got health issues that preclude him being able to, you know, rise to the occasion.
Oh, I know. Maybe he's been to too many Meat Whistle concerts. So the Whisker Biscuit isn't so entertaining, isn't so enticing. The Whisker Biscuit is not as enticing as it should be to the average man.
And I
could it be that? Could it be that?
You know, you could always tell him, hey, for our first anniversary of meeting each other.
Oh, no, I can't wait to hear this.
I want to sleep with you. For real.
Well, they've slept together.
No, for real, real.
No, you can't use the word sleep, then. You have to, yeah. Since you have to treat him like he's nine, you can't say sleep together. They will just sleep if you sleep together. Say, you have to put your pee-pee in my vagina.
Oh, God.
You're going to have to be graphic like that, apparently.
You have to put your cannoli in the ocean, in the black hole.
Right. You gotta do it. You gotta check my oil with your dipstick there, buddy. That's right. I need my temperature taken, and you got a meat thermometer. We gotta get this going.
I don't know, Deb. Why does he keep asking me then if all this is going on with him?
We got 6 minutes.
He is a puzzle, to be sure, okay? But it is clear he can't live without you, figuratively speaking. Look at how things go. You guys have a fight. You start packing. You're leaving. And what happens? Nothing. You end up staying, and you both start again. You know what that is? That's marriage right there. That is so marriage.
You know what happened this morning? This is what happened. We got into it because he came into my house, and I was telling him such and such, and then he, well, no, he had permission to come in. And so, and then I was stabbing the air with my finger, and I said, you did this, you did that, you did this. He said, if you keep this up, I'm not going to talk to you all day today. And then he looked at my grandson, and he said, get the puzzle out. We're going to work on it when I come right back. And then I don't know, we were just back in, I don't know,
yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do people and say? Then, knock down, not knock down, but you know what I mean. Not even fisticuffs.
She meant like a major,
big,
major argument.
Marital argument. Somebody
always
says, that's it, I'm out of here. And they take their...
And my grandson and I jumped in the car this morning before coffee, before anything. We went to go check this out. We got in the car and we drove off. And I think he got upset because he saw us driving off. And then he came out and he was working on the lawn and he wouldn't let me get back. And I was talking to my brother on the phone. And my brother was just, you know, making me laugh. And he didn't know who I was laughing to. And he's trying to find out who I was on the phone with and trying to get me to park somewhere. I was just one of those household domesticated things going on.
It was. And what runs the household best? Beautiful chaos.
Yeah.
Beautiful chaos.
And then he was doing crossword puzzles, and I was making pasta, and now I'm making dinner, and, you know, just onward and forward.
It sounds like a family.
Of?
I know.
Of lunatics.
No.
Yes.
I finished your sentence for you, Deb.
No, I think they sound like a little family. You know,
yeah.
Mommy, daddy, little boy.
Yes.
Mommy, daddy, don't bump uglies.
Oh, my God. There's more to life than that.
There really kind of isn't, actually, at that age. When you're at that age, no. At that age, come on, you're in your years of... We're still, let's do it. We can do this. We got to do these things. Because after a while, it's not going to be the same anymore. Don't you think?
No? Well, I think it's what you make of it. But some people, like family members of mine, have a really bad back that was injured at work. The wife has issues. They stopped years ago because there was no point to it anymore. It was too painful.
Okay, I got
and
that.
And as you get past menopause, women have a disconnection.
They are married, and they've actually had a child that they banged and conceived, and he's
an
adult.
Two of them.
And they're
adults.
I don't know that that's an example, but I got you. I understand. I just feel bad. That's all. I'm going to extend it a little bit. I just feel bad for Lisa.
Well, Lisa, I do too, but I think you're going to have to just step up and bravely approach that subject with him.
And if she's okay with it, then she's okay with it.
You have to decide
what's important.
What, honey?
I did tell you, Deb. I told you the other day what I told him, and it was in broad daylight. I told him in no mincing words. I said, da-da-da-da-da-da, I told him.
I don't remember.
No, you guys weren't there.
Oh, I wasn't there.
No, it was us.
Well, you were having a private chick session.
Well, a private session, yeah. All right. Well, I think that was very good of you. And I think that, look, if he can keep putting up with this, that's a good sign from him that he cares, because they are up, down, sideways. I mean, they go every which direction.
She's doing the more of the putting up than he is.
Well, he can be a big baby himself.
No, I'm saying she's making more concessions than he is.
Well, he forgives her a lot.
Well, he forgives her, but sometimes it should be the other way around. But a lot of times she has to be the one that knuckles under, and she shouldn't. But, hey, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And whatever you guys do, if that's what you want to keep together, I don't care. You know, if you have to be the apologizer all the time.
No, that's not fair. But he sent her. You guys are not totally forthcoming. I'm so sorry. You'll send a cute joke. you know, like in a message, a cute joke to make her smile. Or sometimes you'll bring actual flowers.
How old is he?
You, what?
How old is this man? I just want to know how old he is, first of all, because that matters. Because the things you say about her, somebody in their 20s, they don't know about. They don't know. This guy is not in his 20s.
No, but he's not really had much exposure to women, you know? And so I'm tired of arguing this with you, Jim.
Why?
Because you're never going to change your position.
And you're never going to change your position.
Nor
right?
am I.
So there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying.
I'm supporting her.
You have the. I'm not supporting her. I am on the planet Reality. I'm not on Lifetime Network Planet. I'm not on the planet Lifetime Network where everybody has. After we all get mad and then we jump on a unicorn and jump off for the rainbow and then the unicorn farts little sprinkles. I am on planet Reality where a lot of people suck. I'm sorry. They do. If they didn't suck, we wouldn't need cops.
Are they sucking at the party? Are they sucking the meat whistle?
I don't think they're sucking the way you would like them to a thaw, I think. I don't think you went through 10 years. I think you thaw, you know. Would you like some egg foo young while you suck? That sounds like a fun party. Well, the food part. I don't know. I don't know if I want people. A lot of people fucking around me, but I said fuck. I didn't use the F word. Nope. I did not do that.
All right. Well, I think we have to give you your. Did we already do our card?
No, we didn't do the ooh la la card. Ooh la la. Get that music going. Ooh la la.
Get out the rebel deck. Get out the rebel deck. No, I won't do that. All right. This should be a good card. Let's see what it is. Drum roll. She's going to like it. Deb likes it, too.
Oh, I do.
Subject is relationship harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from Archangel Raguel, who's been a big people had his cards tonight.
Yeah.
You guys should look him up. Maybe there's a reason he's here tonight. Because these archangels have special things. Expertise.
A reason for every season.
Well, here's your subject. We angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now.
I like that. That's perfect for you.
Thank you.
But I don't even know if I'm saying Raguel right. I probably am not.
You know what? I'm getting a business call. I'm going to have to listen to
you
later. Thank you. I love you guys.
All
right.
Love you too.
Long time. Yeah, when you got to go, right?
Yeah. Well, I have to go too.
Yeah, I have to leave early enough to account for traffic because I have a meeting that I cannot miss tomorrow. And today, I spent 30 minutes on the Hampton Road Bridge Tunnel for three different bullshit things. So I have to leave.
Extra.
I cannot leave no later than 7. To get, in case it takes an hour, because I have an 8 o'clock meeting.
Well, everyone, thank you. We love having you.
Long time.
We do, yes. We love that so much.
And we apologize. Well, we're going to say goodbye to our blog talkers first.
Oh, yes. All right.
Of course we are.
I'm ready.
I think it should be a little...
This show is over, say goodbye.
Good night, little...
I like it.
It was the Dire Straits.
Yeah, Dire Straits.
Oh, I have that on here somewhere.
Okay.
I do indeed.